a very, very key area, Harare, has not yet been done. Our members are very concerned about that. But if it's not done soon, I think we will now become more increasingly concerned that the process was never meant to be a genuine consultation, and we will be worried for the contributions that we have already made towards the process.
Now, you represent Zimbabwean women and, of course, some men. How well represented do you think issues affecting women have been articulated in this exercise?
No, we are not at all happy that the environment in the first place was conducive for any Zimbabwean participation, but even more so for women. They felt threatened. Their views are not already respected in normal life, never mind in a constitutional process. And then on top of that is the lack of civic education beforehand. Because we conducted a parallel process where the COPAC teams were unable to mobilize women, but we still have another opportunity when the draft is now written. Let there be serious civic education around what is in the draft so that people can then make an informed and calculated decision as to whether to vote no or yes.